Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line that'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Okay, and Shelly Nunchuck, so the Shelly Nunchuck Show, and I am live on the air. A little tired here. Let me see, just testing my equipment. Let's see. And just making sure that this is definitely going to work. Testing. Because it was acting a little bit funnier earlier, so I'm going to test it right now and see if it is working. Loading audio for smooth playback. That's what I'm checking right here. Let's see if it's going to work. Okay, hopefully. Okay, yes, it sounds like it's working. Okay. All right, yep. It looks like everything's a go-go. Oh, boy. A little tired here. Just looking something up. First promo that I wanted to bring up. Once again, I will be getting guest for my show. Okay. Just pulling something up here. Just looking at it. I know a little space here. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. The first promo is for the Sarah Joy Foundation. And I'm just going, what are these two little rugrats doing? Hey, aren't you guys going to bed yet? Little furball co-host Jackie Chan, Kitty, Rocky Balboa. I'm ready for bed myself. Okay, page info. Bring it up now, the Sarah Joy Foundation. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in the last year, did more travel and activities than more people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed in four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It is amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love, the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers of the spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. And that is for the Sarah Joy Foundation. If you want to check it out, it's actually on Facebook. And any donations will be greatly appreciated. Okay. There was one foundation where there's something that I just don't get. I don't get it all. Now, on Facebook, you know, you can actually, you know, have pages and such, but this one page, which is actually a very wonderful, wonderful page in helping animals, beagles, and I guess it's only limited posts or something, all the people can't see all these posts here, and I'm looking to see on Twitter, okay, posting it here. Now, you know, as crazy as it sounds, you know, you think with experimenting with animals' medicines, okay, that's really, I don't know how good you can say that, and it's like, it's really kind of, I can't comprehend of experimentation on animals with medications, because they says it's supposed to help, because we're on the top of the food chain and all this sorts of stuff, so it's supposed to help the human race. But the thing that I don't get is with experimentation on animals. Now, we know that animals can fail and such, but they're not people. So if you're experimenting on live animals, they don't have the same system as we do as human beings. And looking into this even more, you know, drugs and stuff, one thing, and which I really think is horrible with that research that I've been doing more and more, and I try not to show the horrific things that I see, because it's really shocking. It's not for the faint of heart to watch these videos about the experimentation. It's really hard. And I've cried watching some of this, but I wanted to know the truth. So, like I said, they're very horrific, you know, videos of watching experimentation on animals and especially beagles. Now, to go even further with the experimentations, cosmetics. And look at this more and more, thinking, why do we have to use cosmetics on animals, you know, even rabbits and stuff, but they do it a lot to beagles. And for finding out why laboratories, you know, test on beagles is because beagles are very docile. I mean, they're very hyper and stuff, but they don't tend to bite the scientists and the researchers that drug these beagles. And it's like, my cats are running around right now. I'm like, what are you two doing? Should you be in bed? And then one of them must have just did a poop in the litter box. Like, usually if you have an animal, and especially a cat, after they go to the bathroom, they get all excited. But, no, seriously, if you look it up, it says over every year, it's like 700,000 beagles. And a lot of people are trying to adopt them out of laboratories. Now, there's other animals too, like kittens and rabbits and stuff that they do these experimentations on, which, you know, I'm not a scientist, but the most smartest person in the world. And once again, you know, I don't know how they can say like a system of an animal experimenting on drugs is the same as a human being. You know, because they don't even have, like, our blood. Do you know what I'm saying? Let alone that each person has a different type of blood. But you know what I'm saying, the insides of animals are not like us, even though they're living creatures. So how can we experiment on, you know, animals? It doesn't make any sense. Now, once again, maybe I'm not the smartest person in the world, but how can you say that a dog is going to have the same reaction with the medication that a human being would have? You know, because it's total different chemistry. It's total different species. And, like, people that have been writing these things, these comments, saying, why don't we experiment on pedophiles and rapists and stuff in jail and experiment? And I'm like, that is kind of crazy. But, I mean, really, if you think about it, how can we do medications on animals when we're not even the same species? Which is really kind of strange if you think about it. But going to this Facebook page, which does help out, and I've been seeing this and keeping an eye on it, is the Beagle Freedom Project. And they had posted on their page that they're limited show and post to the public, which I don't understand, because some of these pages that are so horrific, you know, that don't help out in this world, people can see tons of stuff. But this is a page, it's nonprofit, it's rescuing beagles and other animals from laboratory experiments. And they're going to have a website. Where is it? Beagle Freedom Project. So I'm trying to find Beagle Freedom Project, which I'm trying to look for on here. Okay, I'm bringing up the site right now. And I wanted to read, oh, what's this? Five precious Portland laboratory. Is this Portland? It must be California. It's got to be California, right? That's what I'm looking at. It's got to be Portland, Oregon, not Portland, Maine. And they're doing the updating it. Is I guess you can adopt animals out of research. What does this one say? I don't know where this is. Beagles bred at two Dane County facilities go to labs around the country. Oh my God. So they're just breeding them for labs. And it's showing the poor dog in the corner on here. I wanted to see if I can actually find. Let's see. I know this got to be about. Okay, here we go. Stating on here, 106,000 people die yearly from drugs tested safe on animals. That's kind of ironic. Man, I want to bring this up. Beagle Freedom Project began in December 2010 when Shannon Keith received information that beagles who were used for animal experimentation and research lab were to be given a chance at freedom. Our mission is rescuing and finding homes for beagles used in laboratory research. Beagles are the most popular breed for lab use because of their friendly, docile, trusting, forgiving, people-pleasing personality. The research industry says they adapt well to living in a cage and are inexpensive to feed. Research beagles are usually obtained directly from commercial breeders who specifically breed dogs to sell to scientific institutions. Testing done on beagles in universities and other research facilities include medical, pharmaceutical, household products, and cosmetics. Cosmetics. Ugh. When they are no longer wanted for research purposes, some labs attempt to find homes for adoptable, healthy beagles. Working directly with these labs, Beagle Freedom Project is able to remove and transport beagles to place them in loving homes. All rescues are done legal with the cooperation of the facility. Anyone interested in fostering or adopting a lab beagle should be aware of the challenges these dogs have. They will not be accustomed to life in a home and will not have experience with children, cats, or other dogs. They will not be housed, trained, and accidents will happen, although they learn quickly. Many have gone directly from a commercial inbred to the lab and have never felt grass under their feet or even seen the sun. They will have been fed a special diet formulated for lab animals and may be difficult to adjust to new foods. They will be unfamiliar with treats, toys, bedding, and many never have walked on a leash. They will have lived in cages with steel wire floors and may have inflamed or infected paws from the pressure. They may be fearful of people initially and may have phobias from a lifetime in confinement or being restrained. They are likely to have been surgically debarked by the breeder and have an ID number tattooed in the ear. Please also be aware that although these beagles are considered healthy, you will be given very little information about the beagle's medical history, and you will not be told of its origins or what kind of testing they may have been used for. With time and patience, play, companionship, love, and most of all, freedom, these dogs will learn how to become dogs, and their transformation will be amazing. Our hope is that with your help, we can encourage more research labs to release animals and give them a chance of life instead of destroying adoptable pets. Beagle Freedom Project is a service of Animal Rescue Media and Education, ARME. Founded in 2004, ARME is a nonprofit advocacy group created to eliminate the suffering of all animals through rescue, public education, and outreach. ARME has found homes for thousands of homeless and abandoned animals. In 2004, ARME organized the first ever shelter drive to provide creature comforts to homeless animals such as beds, toys, and treats. ARME's shelter drive became an annual tradition uniting volunteers with businesses that allow drop boxes for donation. ARME's Compassionate Army also helps feed shelter displaced animals when Southern California fire strikes in residential areas. As a 501c3 organization, contribution to ARME are tax deductible. To donate, please click here. For more information, see www.arme.tv. Please note, if you this one I don't have to read, but just going here, I'm just looking here on the site to see if there's more information about adopt or foster. And this is what I've been saying about nearly 70,000 dogs were used in U.S. labs in 2012. Now, picture this. You know, people talk all the time. They talk about China and Korea and all these other places around the world, how bad they do this and that to animals. This is the United States people, U.S. labs. Nearly 70,000 dogs were used in labs in 2012. Now, if that was in 2012 and it's 3 years later, who knows, it probably even doubled in size. But imagine that, nearly 70,000 dogs were used in U.S. labs in 2012. That's I just can't even think of it, because here I am with my two cats, and I think, you know, that I love them so much, and it's just, I don't know. And you can actually go there, and it says adopt or foster. Our latest rescues and our success stories. Please note that we do a home check. There's a formal adoption application and an adoption fee of between $300 to $500. Blow other beagles up for adoption. All of these dogs are, of course, extremely special with special needs and sensitivities. They require a home with a lot of love and patience. If you believe you can give them the gift they so deserve or foster them until they find their forever homes, click these respective links. And you can actually go there and check it out. And let's see, how to get involved. Thank you so much for your enthusiasm and wanting to get involved with Beagle Freedom Project. We are always looking for motivated, compassionate people to help out. Become a part of history, changing hearts and minds while saving lives. Events like the one you are about to have, whether it's a fundraiser, an outreach event, or a special event, are so rewarding, and the response from the unknowing public is humbling. Because of you, not only are lives changed, but the lives of many more animals to come are saved. From these events, we make contacts and future fosters, adopters, generous donors, talented volunteers, and sometimes laboratory workers who end up giving us dogs and other animals as well. Take pictures to show the effect you are having and the minds you have enlightened. Share the pictures with us so that you may inspire other supporters to do the same. How to get involved. Below you, get involved opportunities. Create your own events so that other supporters may attend and know exactly what is happening in their area. Or allow people to share your event. RSVP and donate directly under your name as well. Get creative, get a date and time, and start sharing to create a buzz. We are so excited, you're going to be great. And it says going on here, more on the site. You do fundraisers, outreach, you know, Find an event to host your own, spread the word, encourage your family and friends to take action on behalf of Beagle Freedom Project, and receive credit for the people who join. It's a fun way to spread our message and see how far simply sharing a link goes towards getting people involved. What are you two doing? They're fighting. Will you two be good? Here I am saying lovely, loving my animals, and you two are acting up. You're being naughty little kitty cats. You are loved. Both of you are loved. Stop being scutchy animals, okay? Okay, you just don't know how lucky you animals are. You know that? Okay, be good. Hey. You, stop that. You're fresh. Fresh. Okay? All right, I'm going to go night-night soon with you guys, okay? All right, be good kitties. I'm trying to do my thing here. Do you mind? Okay? All right. I love you both. Stop being jealous. I love you both. Gosh, you know, I don't know if this is the closest thing to having kids. Rocky Balboa and Jackie Chan Kitty. Actually, Jackie's is a female, and Rocky Balboa is a boy. And I just saw the other night another cat outside running around fed it. No, I know. Like, crazy cat lady trying to take in more cats. But no, seriously, I don't really know. I'm really having room for it. I want to get kicked out, you know. But no, seriously, if I see an animal, you know, let's not feed it. I know I can't really take in too many more animals. I get enough. I got my hands full. But I don't know, my whole life, I've always loved animals. Always, always loved animals. And they've given me comfort so much. And I don't know, you know, like myself, you know, I've just always cared for animals very, very much. And I don't, in my own way, I want to give back. And hopefully that, you know, my voice does become bigger, because I know the bigger your voice gets, what does that saying go? Like Stan Lee says, with great power comes great responsibility. And I'm just posting something somewhere. So I'm trying to post. It's not working. Why isn't this post working? For some reason, it's just not working. Hey, you two, stop that. Man, these little rats. I do love my cats, though. But they're acting up. Usually they go, hey, you two, stop that. So if you hear some, I've got the headphones on, but if you hear some, yeah, that's the cats. Okay. Anyway, going back to the man, I'm gonna have to get a babysitter to play with the cats. I'm like, hey, you know, you two be good. Here, you want that? Play with that. I'm trying to pull up the site some more about the Beagle Freedom Project. And it's saying cruelty-free. Product and drug testing account for 60% of tests on beagles. Let's see what this is. Support the Beagle Freedom Bill. Right to release research animals. A right to research, finding forever homes for research animals. Support the Beagle Freedom Bill. Beagle Freedom Project's important legislative push to enact laws that would ensure research facilities can give dogs and cats used in laboratory testing a chance at a life after research. I'm like, what? I keep hearing this music thing. Is there music going on my phone? It's just, what is that? This is really strange. I am hearing music through my headset. I hope it's not playing on the radio. It's not. That's really strange. Well, I hope people can't hear it, but that was just really, really strange. I heard some music. Beagle Freedom Project, okay. Bringing it up more. This is a simple, common sense, and compassionate proposal to help rescue dogs and cats from taxpayer-funded research laboratories. The legislation would facilitate a relationship between laboratories that use dogs and cats for research purposes and registered nonprofit animal rescue organizations so that when the animals are no longer needed, they can be placed up for public adoption. That's kind of messed up if you really think about it. I mean, it's good that they can get adopted afterwards, but imagine what they go through. You know, all the testing and stuff. It's like, why can't they get them before they get the testing? I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing. I mean, it's good afterwards, but the animals are being tested on in the first place, so why don't they just get the animals before they get tested on? Okay. The law is needed. There's a deficiency of law right now, and the opportunity for a post-laboratory life for these animals is completely dependent on the discretion of research workers to volunteer their time to try and find these animals' homes. Not surprisingly, most choose not to do so. There exists no federal or state law or regulation that addresses what is to happen to an animal when the testing ends. After all, these animals are derived for human products, pharmaceuticals, and academic curiosities. They deserve a chance at real life. In 2014, Minnesota became the first state to pass the Beagle Freedom Bill. It has been successfully implemented in 2015. Beagle Freedom Project is supporting the passage of similar bills in the following states and the federal ban on cosmetic testing on animals, which it should. Seriously, why are we doing cosmetic testing on animals and beagles? I just cannot understand this. And it's just like, I don't know why within the past year my eyes have been more open to this, but cosmetics, doing experimentation with cosmetics on animals. How vain are we so that we can look so much better to have makeup to hide our flaws? Man, I think it's better to have our flaws than to see a baby, you know, a baby puppy dog get tortured or other animals just for cosmetics. If this bill is not in your state, take federal action to help us ban cosmetic animal testing. Man, I'm gonna put this on my Facebook page. Let me see. What is... Okay. I'm posting on this. Okay, posting. Okay. And, if you want to check that out, once again, if you go to the Beagle Freedom Project on Facebook page, and they have a website, and there's a contact, animal tested human rights only agree 5 to 25% of the time. 63,495 people have signed up to participating in our retirement, rehabilitating, and rehoming campaigns. Can we add you? Yeah. I'm going to sign up right now. I'm going to sign up. Put the email address right in that right now. Of course, I can't play this. What is this? Temporary... will be our temporary sanctuary. It's like boost the Beagle Bill. Boost the Beagle Bill! Be a monthly member. Okay, and there's other ways too. Your help is vital to ongoing efforts to rescue them. Monthly donation, you can go there and donate monthly if you can't foster or adopt. Going more there. So I think that's everything. It says cruelty-free. Cruelty Cutter is cruelty-free shopping made simple. Cast away any doubts when purchase an item by using this app to scan an item and have an immediate response about its animal testing status. Cruelty Cutter has company in the leaping... Oh, what's this? It says Leaping Bunny and PETA list and thousands more. It's the most up-to-date and vigilant cruelty-free list on the market. Cruelty Cutter is your activist app. Share your results with friends on social media and also share your concern or praise with the company itself. Companies that still choose to test animals get the message that Cruelty Cutter uses against what they're doing. The more shares, the more doggy dolls you earn towards coupons for cruelty-free items. I wonder if I can Oh, man. I wonder if I could do that on Google Play. Let's see. Wow. These companies test on animals. Holy crap. Oh, my God. Seriously? Pioneer, oh, my God. Holy moly. Wow. Why? What the heck? I'm just looking on here. Wow, that's just insane. Test all these products on animals. I'm trying to figure out what is my kitty doing. They're a little rambunctious. Even Jackie Chan kitty, she's been so much playful. It seems like with the warmer weather, she is actually getting a little bit more and more playful. Oh, the puppy on here. I want to adopt it. Adopter, foster. Rescues and success stories. Oh, the beagles that are so cute. Let's see what they got. It's like Gordon and Fred. And it looks like Cooper. Aww. There's a whole bunch of animals you can just like adopt. Cooper. Cooper looks like he needs to be adopted, I think. I don't think he's been adopted. Poor little guy. Looking at this, the beaten beagle. Ugh, getting tongue twisted right now. It is the Beagle Freedom Project. So go and check that out on Facebook. Let's see. I think I'm going to go for a short break. What should I play? Playing Feel, Laz, and Cat, and I'll be back.
Yeah. Laz Ritz. Cat of P. Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9, y'all. Yeah. Check this out. Yeah. Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. If that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha. You just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace where I kept the spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But to the cell, don't waste no time. Ooh, ah, ha, ha, ooh, ah, ha, ha, ooh.
Looking like a phenomenon. You say you want a fact, like I got them dolls effect with a booming type beat. Get you checked into the neck, now you know. I got it all down in place. Now I just need to fill this empty space. When around the way, girl, a down shorty girl, a girl that can make my world bigger than the world, that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for.
You hit the floor. It's all good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow.
Now, girl, you know that I got your back.
Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked, whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team. The girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me, and that's
word. You are that girl.
And it looks like the little kitties have calmed down here. Playing some music from Tricepta Studio, film brother Crosby Tatum, and very proud of him. He got the money to raise money for a next film, Confused by Love. Very, very, very hyper young man. just so proud of him. Very, very proud of him. So music from Kevon Tasia, All My Time. Also feel as a cat doing my thing here, and I'm a little bit tired, and it's just kind of crazy, and it's just hoping that with getting a bigger voice where I'm able to give back, and they say, you know, pay it forward, and also once again what I think Stan Lee, or it must have been Buddha, I mean Stan Lee must have got this, it's like with a bigger voice comes greater responsibility. So I'm thinking that, you know, give back in my own way and things that I think are important. And what I just don't get is on Facebook, the Beagle Freedom Project, they've stated on their page is that their people are limited to what they can see. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, because this is a really great page where they're helping animals. And you're thinking, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. But there's other things that are very violent on Facebook that, you know, really bad. I'm not talking about films and stuff like that. That is really out there, which is really shouldn't be on Facebook, but it seems to get away with it. But a page like this that helps to help animals that are helpless themselves, why is it limited? I don't get that at all. I really don't. So when I saw this, I came across the page because within the last year, you know, I really wanted to really help give back in my own way. And I started a Facebook page and hopefully to raise money. And I'm thinking to give back in my own way once again for animals because I've loved animals my whole life. And a lot of people I know love animals too. But I think with the people that are in my circle, a lot of them help people. And I figure, well, they're helping people. I know people are just important, but I love animals. So I want to give back in my own way. So I did came across this because I typed in, and seriously, this is exactly how I find things. I typed in rescue beagles, and that's how I found the Beagle Freedom Project on Facebook. And they just happened to do another rescue. So it's just, it's so very sweet what they're doing. These people are really, you know, giving their time with this. And I guess that, I read a little while about the Beagle Freedom Bill and posted everything on my Facebook page so people can actually see that. I'm like, okay. Yeah. It says, these 10 beagles were scheduled for execution in a South Korean laboratory. And this was, they were actually rescued. And I'm sitting here going, you know, I wish I had my own place. I know they say, like, you know, I already know success is coming my way. But I'm sitting here thinking, looking down and seeing, looking at these animals where I was like, I want to go through the screen and grab one of the beagles or just grab them all and just adopt them all. And I know it's crazy sounding, but if you look at this video of these dogs, you know, and you look into their eyes, it's like, oh, man, you know, I just can't picture that. I just can't. So I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to the Beagle Freedom Project, and I want to look to see here, play a little bit more music. What should I play now? Okay, I'm going to play If I Could Fly by Tony J, and I'll be back.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
Oh, I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm blowing out, girl, cause I'm so
fly.
I know, oh, you don't know no one
like me.
It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like, now we taking off, just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
If you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up,
time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl.
I'll be back and we can travel the world.
Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing.
If I can fly, if I can fly, I spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I can fly, if I can fly, I soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by, I'll be looking down on you, you'll be looking up at me. Soon you will see, we'll be free, spread my wings. Watching planes go by, and as I go by, I can fly.
All righty, that was Tony J, a Boston boy back home, If I Could Fly, and I know he's getting his stuff together. I think he might be playing some more music, but, you know, sometimes when someone's an artist, they have to put things on hold, whether it be due to family and stuff, and then they get back into it. So here I am, and I did all my promos and stuff in the beginning of the show, and I will be getting guests on the show, and the reason why I didn't want to schedule a guest, I went through a little bit of a rough time about a month ago, and I was like, it was just ups and downs, and everybody goes through things. It's getting better now, and I feel very, very blessed, very, very lucky. My life is changing, and all for the best. I mean, the last month, though, was just like, I think it was a test for me to hang in there more. I had lost my job, not due to, anything I'd done, because it was a company that I was working for quite a few years, and a little while before that, they let me go due to slow work. So then the second time, they let me go because it shut down. So I'm like, okay, you know, try to see if I could collect an unemployment, and they said I couldn't collect it. So nothing with the state or anything like that. I went to the state saying, you know, I don't have any help, no income or anything coming in at all, and the state refused me all help, even free main care. And everybody was like, how could you be refused even free main care because you don't have any income coming in? So with that, you know, I'm struggling a little bit. It's starting to get better. Got another job. But the thing is, when I say job, it's a job and not a career. So I finally found out what works for me in the career of my choice. Now, I like acting and stuff, but I found out what works for me. And sometimes when you're going on a journey, and I've been going on this journey for quite a long time, like 10 years, and my biggest dream was really to work with Jackie Chan. And they says it's really the journey, and they're right. And I think as I get older, you know, thinking back what people said and people that are older and successful would say these things, and I wouldn't listen because I was like, I can't see it. People say, picture your future and stuff like that, and it's like I really couldn't see because I wasn't focused. So especially within the last year, I've been focused much more on the radio show, and even though I'm involved in a couple other things, I mean, good things, but I've been focusing on wanting to have a bigger voice and to get paid for a radio show. And they say, you know, ask the universe, you know, and I says, okay. And the thing that came to my head, okay, universe, bring me some more dragons. And when I say dragons, I think in the martial arts world, there's a lot of known dragons. So no, this is an honest to God true story. So networking more and how this radio show came about, I didn't even think I'd be doing this for this long. In August 1st, I'll be on the air, the Shelly Nunchuck Show, for 3 years. I've done over 200 shows. I've had great guests, and I didn't think it was going to go this way. Had no idea it was going to turn this way because I've always was supportive of the stunt community, the action community, because, you know, they don't really have awards in, like, the Oscars and Academy Awards and stuff that they do, because people that do stunts are just important as the actors, the people that do makeup and wardrobe, editing and everything like that, and they actually have to have kind of a separate award show. And growing up my whole life, I loved the action, but as I was growing up, we didn't have all these things, like, you know, we were able to pause things with all this technology. You know, we couldn't, back when I was younger, we couldn't find out who these stunt people's names were and stuff. So it was like, you know, these people that I've watched my whole life, not just on TV, but on films and stuff like that, you know, they've inspired me so much, especially Jackie Chan. And always says, my biggest dream was to work with Jackie. The thing is, having that dream and people that inspired like Jackie Chan has led me to something really wonderful. And I never understood. I never got it. People says, it's the journey, not the destination, not the final point. And I get it, because now what's turning with my show, where I've gotten great guests, not just from the independent world, but from Hollywood in the stunt community, and very lucky that to have those people on my show. And they've come on my show a couple times. So, you know, getting to my whole point and everything, last month was a very high month, going through a struggle, and I'm like, oh my gosh, is this, you know, it's just like, it's just really wasn't real. I says, no, this cannot be happening again. But for many years of working jobs, and a lot of people, I try to talk to people to open up their minds, because a lot of successful people, which I'm going to get to about the big part, have talked with me that have success, understand exactly what I'm going to say. And I try to tell people that we're so programmed with society. We're programmed. We have to do this, and we have to do that. in our dreams just don't really matter. You know, we have to pay a roof over our head and rent, and everybody's got to do that. And your dreams don't, you know, they just die off as we get older. But why should they have to? Why should they have to die? And if you really, you know, most of society isn't it going to say, you know, anybody that has a dream, they're going to think it's really stupid, crazy. And I keep telling people, if you have a dream, stay with it, especially if you're paying your own bills. You know, if you're taking care of your business and paying your own bills, who is it to anybody to say, even, you know, you might not have that much, but you're taking care of your stuff and your business, why can't you do your dreams? Of course, I'm going to admit right now, right off hands, anything in the entertainment business, it's hard. It's rough. It's one of the cruelest business, one of the cruelest careers that you can actually get into if you want to access, like, oh, yeah, it's a rough business. I mean, along the way, you'll connect with, you know, in your own circle, you'll find people who are really creative. And I had to, like, keep searching for those people. So as I started networking, getting guests on my show, I had this, he doesn't call himself a grandmaster anymore, and there's so much information on this man. I feel very blessed and very honored to have him, Grandmaster Eric Lee, but he just calls himself Eric Lee now because he did competition. He does all this stuff for so many years, and people, he's highly respected, but he's just a regular, you know, regular person. And he had asked me to open up, launch a radio show with another woman, Jocelyn. I can never say name right. I gotta pronounce the name. Jocelyn Liu, who actually happened to work with Jackie Chan on a film. And I'm having a brain fart. The name of it. It was 1980, Battle Creek. But she was on the set with him and worked with Jackie Chan. And I'm like, then I saw a picture of Eric Lee and Jackie Chan, and I'm going, and it's like, it's just like those little times. It's not like, it may not seem like a big deal, but it's like, okay. It's just like, wait, I'm going, really now? So, and Eric's like, he wants me to launch a radio show, and he's got to market and stuff, and so I will be launching a bigger show, and thus that will be my career. Of course, it's going to take a while. I can't say when it's going to launch. All I know is it's, he wants to launch it. It's just how to market it. And then that will be my career. And I know it does take work because here I am and trying to get back into the swing of things because going back and forth to work, I'm taking the buses. It's taken me 2.5 hours to get to work every single day. And I'm just, like, coming home and passing out, and I'm trying to get back into working out because the thing is, I want six-pack abs. I want to be in the best shape of my life. And the last month, I just been coming home and crashing because the job that I'm working is so stressful. It's so unbelievably stressful. But I know that that is just a job and not a career, and that's just in the present time. So I just know I've seen my future and what it is because, you know, being asked to launch that bigger show, I just feel very blessed. When Eric Lee asked me that, I'm just sitting there going, wow. At first I was like, yeah, excited, but I'm like nervous going, who, me? But having the experience and doing the time where I'm almost on the air for 3 years, I actually know what I'm doing. Granted, it's live on the air, and Blog Talk Radio have had some technical issues, and I'm sitting what people don't see in radio. I'd be like saying to myself, oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap, because, no, really things have happened on the show. I've had, you know, I have the studio open, I'm sitting there talking, all of a sudden the songs disappear. What people don't see in the studios, the songs lined up of what the songs, and some of them are still missing. They just totally deleted. I'm sitting there going, where's my songs? Where's my songs? You know, because I, you know, want to play some songs, and I'm going, this is just not right. And I'm missing Battle Song by Z. The Horrors of Cordeliers, his song isn't even in here. I'm going to have to get that again, but I was like, where is it? It's just that song's missing. And so, you know, there's things that happen people don't see, but the best thing about radio that I love, and it's like I feel good about it, is I don't have to get dressed up. No, seriously, what people don't understand, going to a film set, you got to wear the makeup and all this stuff and stuff, blah, 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 blah. And, I mean, I don't mind sometimes doing, you know, the makeup like the zombie stuff, but it gets monotonous. What people don't realize, and people that aren't in the entertainment business at all, there's really a lot of repeating and monotony. And if you don't have patience when you're working on a film set, you got to pull your hair out of your head, because you're sitting around most of the time until you got to do your part or whatever, and it's repeat over and over again. If you don't have patience, you'll never be able to work on a film. Never, ever, because it's repeat and repeat and repeat. So forget it. If you don't have patience to do something like that, and it's not glamorous at all. It's, you know, you see the party stuff, because when I'm working on this one film, and it's on Saturdays, I am so exhausted when I want to go. I just want to go home, go to bed. I'm not kidding. When we filmed a couple times out in the snow, and I'm just an actress, I'm not even saying about the people doing the equipment and stuff like that. I'm up in Maine, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to do like what Rocky did. Yeah. Well, guess what? Be careful what you wish for, because it might come true. And guess what? It did. Knee deep in snow in Maine. Oh, God. I'll never forget how cold I was. And I thought, once again, I thought of Jackie Chan. And he would stick his head between his legs to get that very angry look where his face becomes really red. And I'm like, okay, downtime, when we're not filming, I stuck my head between my legs in the middle of the snow, crouching down, going, oh, my dear God, it's so cold. In a lot of independent films, they don't have these big budgets like Hollywood did. And quite honestly, what I really think, see, this is what happens. I ramble on and on and on when I don't have a guest on my show. What I think Hollywood should do, just get it done and over with. Just remake all these films all at once. Just do it, get it over with, so the people that want to have the original ideas, give them the money. And not for nothing, it's not even about me. I want to see other filmmakers. I don't even care about me being in a film. I just want to see films being made by other filmmakers that have original ideas. But once again, from what I'm learning about this business stuff, all this business stuff, why they're remaking these films, these ideas, because the people with the money, they feel safe because they're going to get the investment back. Well, the thing that I don't understand, what did they do years ago when they made a first movie before the remakes, you know, the first parts and everything like that? Didn't people take chances to make these films? And now everything's getting remade. What happened about taking chances? And that's what I'm sitting here, and it's like, of course, I'm not the one with the money yet. What's this? Someone wrote in a message. It's popping up here. Frankie? Let's see. Oh. Yeah, I'm on air, Frankie. I'm on the air. Shelly. Oh, God. I didn't even realize. It's really funny. You know, I'm doing everything myself, running everything. So I do the show. I run everything. If someone does the phone and everything, as of right now, this is my own show and everything. The one that's going to be associated with the bigger network, which is called Dragon Network. That's Eric Lee's network. And he does all these things. He has the Eric Lee China Tour. And I'm going, he's been doing that for a couple of years. And I'm like, man, I'd like to go on that tour. That'd be kind of cool. I would promote that China tour. Well, yeah, I would like to, you know, I've been writing about Eric Lee and taking his biography and putting it on my wall. It's just that if people aren't in that community, they might not know Eric Lee, you know, so it's something where I'm trying to bring up about his biography and his website and show the public. You know, because I do have friends on my Facebook page that aren't into martial arts. It's going that way. It's like, my Facebook has changed within the past couple of years. It has this good turn where even in my life, the people that are coming in my life, even more so, I mean, granted, there's going to be people that I'm going to be connected with for my whole life, no matter where I go, and I'm very thankful for, you know, people that have been in my life. But I think, like with anybody, I think we all want to come into our own. And people that have dreams are very creative. They have this hunger, this feeling inside that, you know, you're always hungry for, that passion, that drive. And that's what makes us feel alive. And going back to the programming, once again, anybody that's an artist, whether they're an actor, a director, a writer, a musician, they are kind of different type of people. I mean, everybody's a person, a human being. But anybody that's creative, they don't want to feel stifled. They want to create. and they want their dreams to happen. Of course, there's 50 million people that has dreams, and there's a lot of competition out there. What feels more natural for me is radio, because once again, like I says, you do not have to get for radio. I don't have to put on makeup if I don't want to. If I want to go pee, I can go pee. It doesn't matter. I mean, getting the guests, the other thing too is, now I know there's people that I will never be able to get my guests on my shows because they've passed away, like Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee. And I would love to keep capturing, do more history on my show, because I've had people, Johnny Kring, Douglas Wong, Stephen Lambert, Eric Lee, and quite a few other people on my show, and being able to hear their voice and capture their words on my show. And it's saving history. And this is why I want to work up, and not just in the independent world, more in Hollywood. And I say, I would like to talk to Tom Cruise. Now, I know he's done many pitches since The Last Samurai, but I swear to God, I would ask Tom Cruise, so how did it feel to wear the samurai, you know, wardrobe? How did it feel to run around with samurais and ninjas? I'm not kidding. I would ask him these questions because this is stuff I really want to know. But the thing is, you know, he's been doing his own stunts, and I'm like, I give Tom Cruise props. And the one with Mission Impossible, I think it's Part 5, which I think I do want to see, with the guy, what's his name? He's got red hair. Oh, my God, he's one of my favorite movies, Shaun of the Dead. Oh, my God, I'm having a brain fart. And I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He's in the Mission Impossible 5. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Frankie. So, yeah, I'm just like, I'm just pulling up my Facebook page, and it's not like, let me get out. It's like, stop that. Okay. Yeah, you people, no one can see what goes on at radio, so it's good. I could be mooning you all. I go, here's my moon. I could be pulling down your hands going, nah, 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 nah. You wouldn't even know. So, hey, the kitties are good. Yeah, Jackie Chan kitty, you're a good girl. Rocky's on the table. No, what about the, like, kids? Oh, my God. I don't have kids, but I go to pet one and the other one gets jealous. And then it's like when I go to bed, I'm like a book between two bookends. And it's like I'm afraid to move in my own bed because I don't want to disturb their sleep or have them move. Yes, I'm the crazy cat lady, but no, for nothing. If I'm the crazy cat lady and I eventually adopt a beagle, I think that's going to ruin my chances of being called the crazy cat lady, but what can I say? I'm trying to think. Yeah, this is what you get. Oh, my God. Frankie, he's messaging the show. He hasn't been on my show yet. Okay, I will, Frankie. Okay. Okay, I'm just typing a message to him. And once again, what I'm thinking of doing, and it's like I'm hoping that it is going to happen. One of my friends, her name is Claudia, and she's from Germany. So I'm trying to think what would help out my show. Now, of course, you know, big names and stuff, which maybe that'll happen on network, but who knows on here the way it's going. What I'm thinking is good for, you know, what help out his guests is to expand my guests from different countries. The thing is, you know, how people can connect with me. Now, Claudia, she actually is someone in Germany, and she actually wrote a book, and she put me in a book. Now, it's in Germany. It's in German, so I have no clue what it's going to say. She'll explain it. She might be a guest. I think she's going to be a guest on my show on Sunday. So this is, you know, connecting with another country. So I think this is really good if I'm opening up to other countries, and hopefully it's going to go well on Sunday for her to be on my show. So I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm going to start expanding more, and I'm figuring it'll expand listeners if I connect with other countries, and hence, anybody that does come on my show, it'll give a larger, you know, range of listeners. So this is why I'm going out to other countries. One young man, he's about 20 years old, his name is Alice. He's the Afghanistan Bruce Lee. He looks really quite similar to Bruce Lee, and he wants to work in films. Now, we all know, you know, we've been on this planet. A lot of us know to say, you know, never to, you know, duplicate Bruce Lee. But he just has that thing where he did stand out, and we all know that going through back in the 70s and stuff when Bruce Lee passed away, they tried to fill the footsteps of Bruce Lee, and a lot of people thinking, well, don't let him, you know, I mean, this is his thing. You can't condemn somebody who wants to have a little bit of a dream, and who knows, maybe this will lead something to him where he can act in films, because he really was studying in martial arts. Someone actually took him under his wing and taught Abbas, you know, martial arts, and he's got like this look, the look of Bruce Lee. So maybe he'll get more into acting. I don't know. He just says that he feels like no one's going to recognize his talents. But I just believe that, you know, anybody that has a dream, like my film brother, Jay Giannone, which I have to thank more and more, and this is why I do a Jay Giannone fan page, is because quite a few years back, with what I was saying, people thought I was nuts, saying I want to work with Jackie Chan. You know, no one, everybody thought I was really, really nuts to say that, because who was I to say I want to work with Jackie Chan? Just a big dream of mine. Well, my film brother, Jay Giannone, I actually called him up, and he was actually at a baseball game in California. He had no idea. I was all upset. No idea. I was crying my eyes out. And at that time, my point in my life, it was really not a good time. And right before I called Jay, I was going to end my life. It was just, like one of those things, and I was looking at the kitchen drawer. I was going to take out a knife and end my life. Something told me to get myself together and call Jay. I don't know why at that point, and I figured, well, Jay works on Hollywood sets. You know, he worked with Leonardo DiCaprio and Departed, took Leo underneath his wing, and I says, you know, this was before I knew all the people that I know. So I called up Jay. You know, he didn't know how upset I was. I says, you know, I got a question to ask you. He goes, okay. And when I asked him, I said, do you think it's possible to work with Jackie Chan? He goes, yeah, as long as you work for it, it's quite possible. And ever since then, something just turned me around. And a couple years ago, that's how I started the Jay Giannone fan page, is because he was the first person who didn't put me down or say anything bad, and that's why I started that page. Of course, I haven't been able to work on it because it takes me 2.5 hours to get to that job, which I really, really hate. And it's just a job to pay the bills. And that's all it is. It's not my career choice. It's something I got to do for now. But you got to, hey, I'm doing it with honor. I'm going to work, doing it with honor. And I know, you know, I've gotten to the point in my life where, you know, if girls are going to sleep around, girls are going to sleep around. That's their thing, whatever, blah, 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 this and that. You know, I just try to tell girls there's more than just sleeping around. It's because you're a whole human being and no one's perfect. So I try to talk to girls about, because women, they do have minds. But, you know, if people are going to do what they're going to do, you know, who am I to say? I have no right to point my fingers at anyone because I'm not perfect. Far from it. I'm perfectly perfect. So, you know, doing it with honor, and I know this is the hardest way of taking the hardest route, but when I get up in the morning, I look in the mirror, even though I'm half asleep and I need coffee, and I'm a fine mess, you just don't know look what I look like when I get up in the morning. My hair, I look like freaking black-haired Chewbacca. Yeah, that's pretty scary. Pretty scary to wake up in the morning. You just don't even want to know. It's just like, who did it and ran? So, yeah, I got the big, huge hair there. No need for the hairspray. I wake up with 80s hair every day without the hairspray, okay? And it's like a big bush. So I just, you know, what's funny is, like, the more you can connect with people that understand you, it's just really funny. I got a call early from one of my friends. She's like, I'm like half asleep. I'm like, I get up in the morning, I type on my Facebook page every day, and I post motivational videos. Half asleep, no coffee, not even out of bed, just post it. No, this is what I do every morning. I just like roll up in bed, and I type on Facebook every morning in the morning. And what happens is, like, I'm half asleep actually typing that early in the morning. I get a phone call, and she's like saying, oh, my God, Shelly, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm like, what? I thought something had happened. She goes, I can't believe that Furious 7. Oh, no, no, no. I'm like, what? And she's like saying it has made the most money, which is true, which I'm really happy. Furious 7 is the highest grossed franchise out of all movies that's ever been made. And I'm like, it is good. I mean, if you don't like the films, you can't sit there and watch it. What can I say? I enjoy it. I've been a Fast and Furious fan since the beginning, and I've never missed one of the films I've sat in the movie theaters. I enjoyed it. I even walked to a movie theater for an hour and a half just to go see one of the Fast and the Furious parts. So, yeah, that's how committed I was, because I had to see it. And you know, once again, people are going to say, well, it's never going to win an Oscar. No kidding, it's never going to win an Oscar, because there's no awards at the Oscars, you know, the Academy Awards, there's no Oscars for films like that. So, of course, it's not going to win an award like that. But you don't go to see these films for awards. You want to be entertained. And the reason why it works is because the cast is so diverse. You know, with backgrounds and stuff, it just works. And what you see on the screen is they really became family, not just on the screen, but off the set. So that shows in the film. And they say that you can't hide things from the camera. So, yeah. What? I'm getting messages in the Facebook here. I'm like, what is this? I'm trying to pull up. Why is it so slow? Why is it so slow? Why is this so slow on my Facebook? It's not let me bring up the messages. Oh, man. I don't get this. And why does it say 3:16 p.m.? It's not 3:16 p.m. It's 10:19. And it's not let me bring up the messages. Get this. Let me refresh the page. Let's see what this says right now. Man, I hope to also upgrade. What's so funny? What, did I poop my pants? No. I'm sitting here. I'm actually overtired, and I can't wait to go to bed. Yes, my cats live in the lap of luxury. Jackie Chan Kitty, you are loved. Little Rocky Balboa is over on the table over there. He's like jealous, but no, seriously. I got to stop taking in animals. I don't want to be a hoarder. No, seriously, this show's for hoarders, but people taking so many animals. No, I just, Jackie Chan Kitty, I've told the story quite a few times. She was running around in my backyard, and at the time, I did have my car at the time, and she kept running out from underneath the car, and I'm like, ah, what is that? And it's like, cause she ran up and she went, meow, and she ran off. And I go, what the hell does this cat want? She did that for a couple of days, so I kept trying to get near her. Well, I guess she was hungry, so I fed her. And I'm like, okay, you want to eat some more food? And then the first next thing I know, I had a cat. And now she's rubbing up against me. She wants some love. So I had a cat. And I said, oh, what better name to be, you know, for a cat that's running around outside? Jackie Chan Kitty. So I thought it was a boy, but it was a girl. This is that's it. Her name is Jackie Chan Kitty. So then last year, went hiking with my friend Jen up a mountain. I think it was it Grafton State Park or was it Tumbledown? I forget which one. And let me tell you, it's a four-hour hike going up, and you do have to somewhat climb to get up to these hikes. Came down. Next thing I knew, I had a cat. Yeah, I had a cat. A little gray. He's all gray, and he has little white paws, like little boxing gloves, and he has a little gray hood thing, and I called him Rocky Balboa. I mean, seriously, if you have all these idols and stuff like that, why not give them these wonderful names that, you know, really create my own mind? So, yeah, about the Beagle Freedom Project, thinking that, you know, I want to save a beagle, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to reserve a name for a beagle and call him Bruce Lee. What awesome name. I mean, Bruce Lee, the beagle that's been rescued. And, of course, I already know beagles are very hyper dogs. And, you know, I didn't realize what a kitten when I got Rocky last year. He's still a small cat. He's not really that big. But when I got him as a kitten, oh, my God, he would launch himself like his nose up his ass. No, I'm not kidding. Like Fast and the Furious. You kidding how like gnaws up his ass and would launch himself at my curtains. I'm not kidding. I have him swinging from my curtains on my YouTube page. I am not kidding about that. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he just ate my curtains. And then he was eating my shower curtains inside. I'm like, geez, I'm going to have to do stock in that. He was just like tearing my shower curtains. And I was like, you little son of a gun. But I just fell in love with him. I got to tell you, I'm in love with this little guy, and I can't help it, and it just feels so comforting to have these animals in my life. And I know a lot of my friends, they say, I like spending more time with my animals than I do around people. And people say, I can't stand people. I like my animals better. You know, sometimes you just want to mellow out and just chill, and something about them, I think it's their energy, just calms people. And if you really think about it, they have this where they bring animals to the elderly. They actually do this in centers and stuff. Excuse me. And they let the elderly touch the animals, which is a very calming effect. And animals can calm down people. And I think also, too, like I've heard about dogs where, what is it, some soldiers have PTSD and they panic and they get these dogs get assigned to these veterans, and it seems to help calm them down. It's amazing what an animal spirit could do. It's just utterly amazing how good animals are. And I think sometimes in life we just take that for granted, and I don't want to. Let's see. Okay. What's that email? It won't let me come up on here. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Just type in an email message. It's just so slow in here. Well, another thing, too, is another thing that when I do things, I actually, just do them. No one tells me what to do. I tape reactions of myself when I'm watching trailers and videos and stuff, and I don't know why I do these things. I lip sync and stuff, just put all this crazy stuff on my Facebook page. Once again, on Jay Giannone's page, I guess he was, he worked with this guy, David Fernandez. And so he posted a trailer, and I thought Jay was in this film or something. And I taped my reaction to a trailer for A Father's Journey. And, of course, I cry. I can't help it. I cry with certain things and stuff like that. So I post a reaction, and I tagged Jay in it, and I talked to the guy whose film it was, David Hernandez, had him on my show. And the funny thing is he took my reaction video, and they posted it everywhere. They put it on the Facebook page of A Father's Journey, and has my reaction has, like, over 1,000 views. And I'm like, okay. I was like, man, it's just like, just watching that, it's like, really, seriously? I'm like crying like an idiot. But I guess people, you know, I show my real reaction, and, you know, it's just, I think that some filmmakers, like I said a little while ago, they deserve to have their stories told. And getting to my points about repeating myself sometimes, when people say, what else, get mad about remakes and everything, there's actually things that people can do. They can find in their own communities, states, anywhere. There's a lot of filmmakers that have fundraisers. You want to see other films get made without, you know, having it being remade? Invest. Donate. Find the fundraisers. There's plenty of things. Indiegogo, GoFundMe, tons of things. I think fundraiser. There's so many funds. There's so much, like, opportunities where people that are complaining about so much remakes, you could donate even $5 here or there. Is very helpful to the film people and the people that are making the films. Because once again, independent filmmakers, they don't always have a big budget, so they work with what they have. So if you look into that, your own state, probably your own city, and you're going to find filmmakers that are struggling. So find out about that and donate towards these filmmakers, and they'll have, you know, like I says with The Father's Journey, it was a tragedy And it's just, if you want to see it, I can't play it. I don't have permission to play it. I wish I had an MP3. See, this is another thing. I'm hoping that the way it's going to go with the biggest show with the Dragon Network, I'll have be able to play some more good stuff, because I'm not supposed to play anything without the permission. So that's something that I'm getting ready for bed myself. My nose is running a little bit. So I think I'm going to play a little bit of music here. Okay. Well, I just want to say, everyone, thank you so much for the love and support. And this is Inspiration by Jane Giannone. And everyone, have a good night.
Hip-hop saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.